It's 8:15 on a Monday morning, and I have a very special guest in the studio with me. Candice Morphew is the lady who knows more about the beautiful manor house, which as you're heading north along the N2, you'll see on the left in the distance, and many folk look at it and say, I wonder what that is, because it looks so gorgeous. Well, the fact is that it is an original sugar manor house. In other words, it was a sugar estate, and those that built it in a grand style. It fell into a state of disrepair a while back, and then was reinvigorated. It was renovated, brought back to life beautifully, and is now a venue that hosts all sorts of exciting functions, and Candice Morphew is the lady responsible for the manor house. Welcome to you.
Thank you, Dave.
Nice to have you with me on the morning show. I know you're very keen to be here. Not. Because you'll be nervous. But there's no need to be. Let's talk about the manor house. And it does have a fascinating history. What is the history?
Well, Dave, there's a lot of history there at the manor house, dating back to the early 1900s. But I think it was a very famous house, and it was occupied by many famous, influential people in the area. Many pioneers at one stage lived at the manor house.
So it's a genuine thing. It's not been built like some of these attractions are built to look old and grand. It's a real thing.
No, it's been around for the last 100 years.
Ah.
And as you mentioned, it fell into disrepair. But the Collins group decided to bring it back to life. And it really is a beautiful space. And if you haven't been to see the manor house, we do encourage you to come along and see the space.
But can people just make an appointment?
Yes.
Maybe you'll just arrive.
Definitely, you can come along and see the space. We've got, there's so much detail there that they've really spent a lot of money and effort on. And so we really do encourage you to come along and see the beautiful chandeliers, the French wallpaper,
Wow. The
Emerald Courtyard. So it really is a beautiful space, and I'm lucky enough to obviously manage that space on behalf of Collins. And we've been running as a function venue for the last 5 years.
And is it going well?
It's going very well. We have many different events that take place at the manor house, from private weddings to corporate events to our larger public events that we host at the manor house.
So is this really what you do? You're a destination for events, and anyone that's hosting an event, large or small, I presume. It doesn't have to be a gigantic concert or an expo.
Yes, so the manor house itself can accommodate up to 100 people for a more intimate function, or you can look to use the extended grounds, which can accommodate up to 1,000 or more people.
Okay.
For last year we had ZA Fest, I think we had in excess of 3,000 people visit the manor house. So it's lovely that can be scaled up or down depending on the client's needs.
Yeah, and if you want to host a function at the manor house, do you have to bring your own catering in, or is that something that you can offer?
We've got in-house suppliers that can assist with the function. So we've got Food Matters on board as our in-house caterer.
Oh.
Jackie, she's amazing. So we obviously there to offer a full solution in terms of events. We can help with planning the event from start to finish. So please just come along and meet with us, and we can see what your requirements are and how we can assist.
Now, for some that know the area quite well, there was always a bit of a challenge to get to the manor house, because
Yes.
It was on the road was of varying conditions depending on, the surface. But that's all now tarred and gorgeous, I think.
Yes, so thanks to Collins, they have really done an amazing job in tarring that road all the way through to the manor house now, and they're going to start with the intersection soon as well. So that's also on the cards for this year. And so once that's in place, you'll be able just to exit there and go straight to the manor house, which will be amazing.
So literally coming off the highway?
Yes.
That's going to happen, because
Yes.
It's been talked about for years, and it makes such sense. I mean,
Yes.
It's really, that's going to be a game changer.
Yeah, and I think for Collins, the manor house is really at the heart of all the estates that they've got around.
Mm.
They've got Seton, Zululami, and Lalela now that's just launched. So it really is they want to create it as a community destination. They want to have it as an iconic venue that people can come and visit, but also that it can be used as a community space Hence the reason they're investing on in developing relationships like the Christmas Fair, ZA Fest with the Karmas Market. They really want it to be an amazing space for people to come and utilize.
Well, talking about events, there is a very interesting event coming up shortly, which we're going to be chatting about right now.
Yes. So we've got our first ever North Coast Wedding Expo taking place this weekend, and we're encouraging all the newly engaged couples to come and join us. We've got various workshops that will be taking place. We've got over 25 wedding venue vendors who will be on site to kind of talk to the couples. We want it to be a whole day experience, so the doors open at 9. You can buy tickets on the day or via our booking platform if you go to our social media pages, which we'll give you the details of later on. You can go along and book your ticket and come and join us.
So a wedding expo, it seems, I know that they're very popular among people about to get married, but just run me through what you can, because I mean, one thing's about a wedding, it's from a boy's point of view, it's just an event, you just go and it's a joy. But in fact, there's a huge amount of work behind the scenes and definitely, lots and lots to organize.
Definitely. It's quite something to plan a wedding, especially these days when there's a lot of different things that you need to consider. And this is why it's a nice opportunity for couples to come along and speak to the various vendors, get ideas, you know, get contacts, because it is, I mean, it takes you quite a while to plan a wedding, and we want you to have all the information ready to go so that you can start your year fresh and be able to plan things and get on board of your
yeah,
wedding,
because it's a big day. I mean, it's the day that most people are the star of the show, you know.
Yes.
The real star.
Yes.
and particularly the bride. I mean, she wants to be gorgeous. I'm not the groom as well, I'm sure, but this is it. It's one opportunity really to shine and to be. The wedding can be, it doesn't have to be extraordinarily lavish and expensive. If you're on a budget, if you do things creatively, you can get away with, if you don't have you know, huge amounts of cash to burn, or you want to be in, you know, prudent about it and maybe put money into towards a house, or but you want a lovely wedding, I presume this is how you do it. You go and find the options, because there are options.
Yes, and we would obviously also like you to come along and look at, you know, the Manor House as a potential wedding venue. I mean, it's a beautiful space to get married at. It's got various different, you know, options that you can look at for your wedding. So we would really encourage you to come along and have a look at the space, enjoy the space with us on Saturday. And then,
so it's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
And what is the ticket price?
It's 100 Rand per person. And like I mentioned, you can buy tickets at the door or online.
Online being?
So if you go to our Facebook page, it'll have a link through to the booking platform that you can use to purchase your tickets. Our website page, if you search for Manor House Venue, you'll be able to find that and find out all the information.
So it's as easy as that. Manor House Venue on social media, find the website. It's all available to you. It'd be wonderful this Saturday, a wedding destination and a wedding expo. You say it's the first time that you're hosting it, because
yes,
there have been expos before, but I think if you're hosting it, it's going to be grand.
Yes.
And the start of many happier occasions to follow.
Definitely.
So we wish you huge success there.
Thank you.
And we look forward to hearing about it after the event, because I'm sure you'll be back for a debrief.
Yes,
is
definitely.
There anything that you need to finally mention before we say cheers?
Well, you know, I think just to end off, I'd like to say that obviously Collins Group definitely, as I mentioned, want this to be a venue that everyone utilizes. So we've got many different exciting events coming up throughout the year. And, you know, to keep a lookout for, we've got, for example, the Easter Fair coming up in April. So the weddings who did, the ladies who did the Christmas Fair are coming back to do Easter Fair.
Doing an Easter Fair now? What a clever idea.
So that'll be over Easter weekend. And we've got many different concerts and festivals coming up in May and June. So please, if you can go along to our Facebook page or Instagram account, Manor House Venue, and just like our page, then you'll keep up to date with all of those events. And Yeah, I think it's, we really love living here on the North Coast and utilizing this venue for events. So if anyone wants to speak to me and find out more information, please get in touch either via our website, www.manorhousevenue.co.za, or you can even email us at info@manorhousevenue.co.za.
And there we leave it for today. My special guest, Candice Morphew from the Manor House, North Coast's jewel that glitters like a jewel should. And of course, that spectacular event coming up this Saturday. If you're planning a wedding, you simply have to be there. And if you've just joined us and you're wondering what Candice and I were talking about, this will go up as a podcast shortly on our podcast platform for you to listen on demand. Thank you so much, Candice. Have a super day. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you.